Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. I'm going to start out not really talking about the Ukraine right now. Jimmy brought up something off mic that I was unaware of. Apparently, the new tax bill has got a pretty significant increase in personal income taxes. Comments, Jim?
Yeah, well, it looks like the Biden regime budget is significantly raising taxes on the wealthy. They argue it's a billionaire's tax. There's a 20% overhead on billionaire's income and unrealized gains is submitted in this budget. That they will increase the highest tax bracket from 37% to 39.5%, but they'll lower the income requirements for that bracket from over 500,000 down to 400,000. Those are significant changes. They're going to impact a lot more people than just the billionaires at the top, as well as a number of capital gains issues and changing trust issues, which is, I think, not going to have a very good time going through Congress. And, of course, will very unlikely to be passed before there is a new Congress. We're going to probably see at the end of this cycle in the November elections, you're going to see probably some agreements for continuing resolutions, CRs, to avoid, I think that they're asking for the moon, but they ain't going to get nothing for a while.
I would agree with that. Do you see any connection, Jim, between raising taxes and the deficit? I mean,
Well, there's no... Yeah, I think, the one thing that you cannot do in order to cut deficit spending is actually try to pay it off through increased taxes, because that stops economic growth.
Right.
You've got this incredible inflation right now. I mean, there's a possibility, and some economic theorists think that you can inflate your way out of debt, that you can go ahead and drop the value so low of the dollar or whatever currency that it becomes valueless, and then your debt becomes valueless. The problem with any of those theories is, look, there's only so much money out there. There's only so much, value for production and productive capabilities. When you start hitting the middle income or even the upper middle income people, and then billionaires, they start looking for other alternatives. So they're going to find tax breaks. They're going to find other issues. They're going to find ways to get out of it. So I really don't think they're going to raise revenues. I don't think they're going to get increased budget surpluses I don't think they're going to increase their budget revenues from this very well at all. I think they're liable to stymie economic growth rather than improve it.
Well, I would agree 100% on that one. I would have to say that this is not a good tack to take right now, given the fact that economically America right now is reeling just a little bit, primarily because of the inflation that we've got going right now. I mean, we had a terrible inflation back in the mid-70s. I mean, you saw mortgage prices up around, 14-15% mortgage rates, I guess I should say. I mean, I think that taking money away from anybody through increased taxes right now, from an economic standpoint, is very definitely not the way to go.
Well, and I think it's done for political purposes to appease the extremists on the left that think that all the wealthy people are going to pay out the problems here. And I think that's wealthy people find tax breaks. They find other ways of hiding their money, and they're not affected by it. The people that are going to be affected most by this are the small businesses and the people that actually lose revenues because of inflation, that actually lose, employees because of this unbelievably weird labor market where people are unwilling to work. I'm seeing it all around here in some of the urban areas where people are struggling to get to find labor just to keep the businesses that were open pre-COVID, not expanding, just to keep them open from pre-COVID. And I think that's These all are very detrimental effects on our economy.
Well, you got the same thing going. You got the same thing going here on the Upper West Coast. There's no question about that, Jimmy. Let's flip over to Ukraine. Nothing really has happened, in my opinion, since you and I talked yesterday morning. Nothing really meaningful. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the only significant, I guess, publicity stunt, I would argue, is that that Putin is saying he's going to hold back forces in Kiev and consolidate because of peace negotiations that may be going positively. I would be very weary of that type of an argument. Usually when you're getting your behind kicked, you have to pull back, restructure, and then figure out a way to do it. And
yeah.
He made a public statement a few weeks before the invasion of Ukraine that he was pulling back forces from the border, and in fact he just repositioned them for a different assault. So I don't trust anything that's being said out of him, nor most anybody in this entire process. You have to look pretty deeply at the situation in order to even get a good handle on it.
I agree with that 100%. Having said that, we seem to be in just a bit of a stalemate today. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think the Ukrainians have done a successful job at stymieing the Russians in a number of areas, and I think they there's surprising amounts of resistance and a bit of an advantage here. And politically, Putin is not getting the support that he needed from China. He is probably facing some pretty severe domestic concerns, not overall in the population, because, and I think you and I talked about it off mic.
Yeah.
Authoritarian leaders, even in the depths of being absolutely beaten, still had popular support. And, German people still supported Adolf Hitler up until the collapse of Germany. And that was after absolutely massive devastation of their country. Another example is, Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin basically killed nearly a third of his population, or starved or put in camps. Nearly a third of his population. Unbelievable numbers. Yet even in the 1990s, 30 years after his death, 40%, 45% of the population still thought of him as the best leader of the former Soviet Union, the former Russian Empire. Sometimes people just are so blinded by their political loyalties, they don't see the reality of the negativism that's happening out there. And of course, it's right here in the United States, when you still have 37% of the population supporting an old man that is incapable of making good decisions and incapable of actually understanding things. And unfortunately, we still have that support for Joe Biden. It's falling rapidly. He's proving, with all the support of the media, corporate media entities and the big tech people that are trying to protect him and cover for him, you're seeing significant reduction in support for him. I don't know what it'll be like for Putin. But he controls most of the media there as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, I don't believe the negative ratings for Biden at this point. I mean, they're just absolutely terrible. Something really very important has to happen. My guess is that's probably going to be, if you get peace talks in the Ukraine, if the Ukrainians don't get totally hammered by those peace talks, I think that the Biden regime will probably take credit for that. But I guess time will tell. Jimmy, we've been talking about 8.5 minutes, almost 9 minutes. What else you want to bring up?
I the only other thing that I just really, the level of people closing off their mind to contrary information is very stunning to me.
Yeah.
And the last thing that it really has to do with all the information on the COVID vaccines. The FDA and the CDC approved a fourth shot, another booster shot for Moderna and BioNTech, Pfizer. They approved that in spite of all the negative information out there. People are still blinded by what's happening and thinking that this is going to save them for something, when clearly all the data, all the information is showing that this was absolutely just a fiasco of government policy, of hiding information, of covering things up. And people still believe it. And I'm just stunned that there's that many people that are, you know, unwilling to open their mind and look at another alternative. And it comes to this Ukraine issue, too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are unwilling to look at a big picture, and they're both on the right, which think that Putin is doing something to save the world from, you know, globalism, which is, to me, just absolutely insanity. And on the left,
Putin, there are actually people who think that Putin is doing something to save the world from globalism.
There are people on our blog and our website that think that.
Well, they're crazy.
It doesn't make much sense to me. But you still have these holdouts. There's representatives, Republican representatives, that have made similar comments and talking about the corruption of Zelensky in Ukraine. And, you know, there is corruption. We've said it before. There is corruption. There are problems out there.
Yeah.
But this doesn't make any sense to me when you look at the broad picture. And I hear people, you know, educated, intelligent people on our blog, I'm not going to specifically say that, say, well, listen to Putin's words. Well, his words are about as good as Joe Biden's words. You can't trust anything that comes out of there. There's a different agenda there.
Mm.
And the same with BioNTech, the same with CDC and the FDA. We are losing across the board, losing trust in any institutions, in any, you know, in any safety measures that we are the people that we are paying as our government to do well for us.
Yeah.
And they are manipulating at every level, and it is incredibly disturbing. It's really painful to watch, but more importantly, it's painful to hear people just follow those kind of weird spins down these rat holes that don't make much sense if you look at them objectively.
No, I agree completely. There's no question about that. Okay, anything big happens today? I don't think anything will today, although you may have something. I would have to say probably the greatest odds of that happening probably have to do with the Ukraine, and that's going to come to a screeching halt rather soon. Jimmy, God bless. Thanks so much, man.
Okay, you bet.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.